just deja vu the day again. We have the cart before the horse. We're asked to pass a budget before we actually know the actual figures and all that for the MDs. So, look, it is what it is. It's the legislation, and that we have to act to the legislation. But the big decisions are going to be made in Lifford on December the 4th, and we have many a big decision to make that day.
Judging by some of the things said by the finance director today, one of the discussions that's going to take place potentially on December 4th is a discussion on the potential increase in the commercial rate. Is it inevitable that that discussion now happens this year?
I'd say that discussion is probably ongoing at the minute. There hasn't been an increase in rates for a number of years now, I think since 2019. And we've heard today, as we've heard a number of times this week during workshops, the rising costs there is to the council, the ambition that the council has and to deliver services for the people. And I think from listening to the finance officer today, if we were to do that, then we need to find other ways to fund the council going forward. So look, there's a lot of discussions to be made. There's no decisions to be made to increase rates. But we're going to have to look at all the options that are open to us.
If there was one underlying theme from this meeting, coming from yourselves as councillors and, in fairness, from Richard Gibson himself, it appears to be the structure of local government funding must be reviewed.
Oh, without a doubt. We've been saying that for a number of years now. The way local government is funded by central government is not adequate and it's not working. We're left with either the local property tax or the rise in the rates, and this is just not feasible. The government give us a lot of grants during the year that we have to match fund. The income that we get from local property tax and rates at the minute is not balancing the books for us. We need to have an overhaul of how local government is funded in Ireland.